I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan. This is a Masters Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
It's Masters Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Oh, boy, my friends.
My friends, you added a my friend. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Was that in honor of the great Jim Nance?
In honor of the great Jim Nance, who I don't know if is great or not.
The Masters.
Maybe he's an a-hole, but he's the voice of the Masters, and the Masters is fantastic.
I've long contended that Jim Nance is a hair overrated, but at the same time, there's probably people that think that about us.
I think there's a lot of people, but here's my take on that real quick. Being overrated doesn't mean you're bad.
Oh, no.
I have long said the movie Hoosiers, which is largely considered one of the great sports movies of all time, I think it's grossly overrated. If you go back and watch Hoosiers, it is not a good movie. And yet, well, I can't say that. It's a very overrated movie when you compare it to other truly great movies. It doesn't mean it's bad. I watched it like a week ago it was on. But it's overrated. If you're going to say that it's the godfather of sports movies, no, it's not. So Jim Nance can be overrated and still be good. The two things can be true at the same time. So while this show clearly overrated, it's been on for like 17 years. We're doing something right.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I had to think about it, but I agree with all that.
No one's fired us yet, you would think.
I even agree on your Hoosiers take. I mean, it's a good movie.
It is. Although when you watch Hoosiers, you got to realize that wouldn't it be great to see the real unsanitized version of the Hoosiers? Because let's just say I think the N-word would get used a lot in that movie. Small town Rube, all white team from Indiana playing the black inner city team.
Yeah, what year was that set?
Like 1952.
Yeah.
Something tells me that that isn't as friendly and as loving of environment as they make it out to be. Something tells me that the real version of that, Jimmy Chitwood, might not be the hero that he is today.
You know what I think Hoosier's problem is? Is that there just aren't enough great sports movies. There are good sports movies. There are great sports movies, but there's not enough of them. So we overrate Hoosiers because there's really, you know, because when we get a good sports movie, which it is, we think it's great because sports movies rarely live up.
And
you know?
Especially basketball movies, to be honest with you, like there's, if you're doing the hierarchy, baseball and golf clearly have the two best.
Oh, for sure.
Of the movies. And then, you know, football, I think, is really tough because I just think that's a hard sport to recreate. And we want to over dramatize every little thing. Like any given Sunday, it's, you know, guys are like losing fingers and doing blow at halftime. And, you know, it's like, tone it down a little bit, playmakers. But there's great baseball, there's really good golf movies. But you get into the others, and there's not many. I mean, basketball, what are the other great basketball movies?
Are you talking smack about Playmakers? That was a good show.
Playmakers, is that the ESPN one?
That was the ESPN show.
That's the ESPN one that lasted like 1 year and then had to stop.
Well, the NFL made them stop because it was really, really, really over the top. But it was a good show.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It might not have been a very good reenactment of the NFL.
But it was an enjoyable show to watch.
I'm trying to remember who said it was. Some former NFL player said, if you took everything that's ever happened in the history of the NFL and you condensed it down into 1 week, there you have the Playmakers. It's like, just dial it back like 3 inches. And that's a little bit of the problem with every sports movie, especially football, is you watch, you know, watch, what is it, Friday Night Lights, which is a pretty good movie, and that's based on a true story.
Any Given Sunday was good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like, every hit in Friday Night Lights is the most violent collision known to man. There's never been a three-yard run with a normal tackle in the history of football movies.
Well, you got to make it exciting. Yeah?
Exactly. It's just it gets a bit much, which is why I said baseball.
I mean, in any given Sunday, a guy's eye comes out on the field.
Yes.
Obviously, that's not happening, but it was a good movie.
Baseball and golf are the sports that it's most conducive because there's the longest period of time in between action, and you can kind of, you can tell a narrative. Well, there's a romantic sort of nature behind it, baseball being the best.
But Sandlot is a baseball movie. It's a sports movie, but I mean, it doesn't have much like real baseball in it.
But at the core of it, like, again, I just think there's a romanticism about baseball and I think golf, but mostly baseball, I think, that doesn't exist in most other sports. And I think it lends itself to, it lends itself to drama. It lends itself to a story being told that just that works on the big screen. Everything from Field of Dreams to Bull Durham to The Natural. I'd make the argument
that Angels in the Outfield.
If you're listing the best top 10 best sports movies, I'll bet you baseball probably has six of them.
Well, fella, I agree with your hot takes so far today. And why were we discussing that?
Because you brought up Hoosiers.
Hoosiers, overrated. Jim Nance. Overrated, but still being good.
Jim Nance. I think he's a little overrated, man. I mean, like, everybody props him up as the number one guy. And he is the number one guy. You know, the Masters, CBS, Final Four, all that. But
NFL.
Yeah, I mean, he's
kind of does everything.
He's the king play-by-play guy. I think he's good.
He's fading a bit. He's resting on his laurels.
Yeah, I think he's getting older. I think he's cashing his checks, you know, which, you know, you and I certainly do that.
No, I mean, look.
I understand that.
His check's slightly bigger than ours.
So, he's
cashing $10 million checks.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it doesn't matter. It's all relative. It's like Big Sook cashing his check doesn't really need to bring it today. You're getting paid either way, you know? You don't really need to bring it today.
That is true.
We're going to need you to bring it at some point this month.
Here I am bringing hot Hoosiers and Angels
heat
in the outfield takes.
Heat!
Going high and hard on this one.
Mm. How about this? The Masters is on. That's why we were talking about
that. Yes, we were. Did you see Rory today hit his dad?
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever happened in the history of the Masters?
That was great. So Rory was on the seventh hole. He's hitting his second shot, and he hit a spectator walking up the right side, and it was his dad.
He hit his old man.
That's great.
I just started laughing.
By the way, is there anything more of a lock than Rory 75 or 76 out of the gate?
Yeah.
What a lock. He did that last year. And then finished fifth.
Exactly. No, I mean, the course outside of Justin Rose is playing particularly tough today. So, I mean, you said it before he came on. If you're plus two at this point or above that, you're right smack dab in the thick of this.
Yeah, I would say even, I mean, I'm looking here. Rose is at 700.
Yeah, he's at 700.
God, when I left home, he was at 5.
And I think he's at 18.
Jesus.
Is this 7? Yeah.
This is 18.
This is 18.
Let me look at the leaderboard here. I think plus 4, plus 3 or 4 today it was playing so hard. You're okay.
Yeah.
You know. A little golf. I love golf. I love the Masters.
It's not necessarily a who's who on the top of the leaderboard either.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
For you?
Well, I mean, just I think for the general fan.
For the general fan?
It is not.
I mean, there's a lot of good players up there.
A lot of good players, but, you know.
Spieth's there. Matsuyama, Webb, Reed.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm talking about.
He's talking the top of the leaderboard.
I'm talking the top of the leaderboard. If you're going, if we're going to say the top 10, I think to the average person, you've got two, maybe three names that resonate at all.
Hey, I tell you what, though, fella.
More importantly, I got Matsuyama with a top 7 finish coming in, sitting there at minus 3 right now.
I'm digging it. Easy. Do not get cocky. It is
I'm not cocky at all.
It is so early.
But believe me,
Rose is a huge lead. He's fine.
This is all about my gambling lines.
Would you bet right now?
Rose was 100-1, by the way.
Yeah, but okay, just calm down. Jesus, it's the first day. I'll give you money right now.
Yeah.
Just be happy we're talking Masters.
Would you bet that Justin Rose wins the Masters?
God, no. No.
You don't think he's going to win it?
No.
He's got a 4-shot lead already.
No, he won't win it.
Okay.
I'm going to see what because he went off at 100-1. I'll see where he's at.
Who was the guy?
He's probably plus 800.
What was it, 3 or 4 years ago that won by like 8 strokes and it was never close over the weekend?
Who was the guy?
Wasn't it like a, it was like a German dude?
Oh, Danny Willett?
No.
Well, Willett's not German, right? Willett's,
no, he's not German. British. I think he's, yeah, I think he's,
yeah,
from
he's
England.
British. He was the one where his brother was getting all drunk and whatnot.
German guy ran away with the Masters.
I think it was the Masters.
I don't think it was. But anywho-sies, a lot of golf.
Yes.
A lot of golf. And it's playing hard. The scoring average is like three shots. The round one scoring average is three shots worse than in November when they played.
Ooh, that's a fun little.
I mean, that's high.
It was not the Masters.
Yeah. You're thinking of maybe Martin Keimer.
I'll find it.
He was maybe the PGA. He had a run there. A little, nice little run for the steely German.
Aren't all Germans steely?
Yeah, that's kind of their.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a Spaniard, we expect you to be very boisterous,
fiery Spaniard,
fiery. You know, Rahm and Sergio, but the Germans just kind of seem, you know, it's a good word. You're stoic. You're very intense.
Not a lot of guys can roll out to a four shot lead in the first round and hold on to win.
It was Martin Keimer at the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
Okay.
But Justin Rose could win this tournament for sure. I mean, he's finished second a couple times, I think.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he always plays well there. And I thought about pulling the trigger on him, and I didn't because he hasn't been playing that great.
100 to 1.
What is he now, though?
That's what I'm trying to look. I'm trying to find some live odds. I'm on my bookie.
And I'm Why aren't you going to the Oregon Lottery scoreboard app,
oh,
fella?
That's true.
Jesus.
I did not do that.
I got you.
Okay.
Here are the live odds on 1080 The Fan Sports Talk.
Searching.
Jason Quick will be joining our show today. Talk some Blazers.
God bless him.
Yeah, God bless him.
I do something right now.
God, there's so many clicks here. Okay.
I know. I think that's kind of the thing. Sometimes it's, it takes a little bit to get to, so I was just trying to find someone that was giving me just live odds.
Pay no attention I got it. To a stalling board.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Get these odds.
What do you got?
Now is not the time to bet on Justin Rose. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
He is plus 335.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Matsuyama at plus 1,100.
Ooh, yeah, don't
see, that's how the live odds – the live odd thing is wild.
Like I said, that guy went off 100 to 1, and here we are a round later, and, you know, that's not good.
So I was able to pick up Justin Thomas. So I didn't bet Justin – this is what I was telling you yesterday. I like Justin Thomas in this tournament. I didn't take him before the tournament because his odds were, like, plus 1,000 or something.
Yeah.
Well, he went out in 39, and you could get him at plus 2,500.
Yeah, he just finished up 7-under for the day.
For Rose, not Thomas.
Yeah, for Rose.
Rose. So Rose is leading by four shots, but what's interesting is I think there's only eight guys under par.
Yeah, there's not many.
So it played tough. Fast, firm.
Yeah.
The greens, if you haven't seen it, the greens are kind of browned out.
Yeah, you are correct. Eight guys.
It looks weird.
Under par.
With the brown greens. And then Augusta.
And then there's only like another eight that are even, and then everyone else is obviously is plus.
Well, it will be 4 hours of Masters talk today.
Where's Tiger Woods at?
He's at home on his couch. Maybe in a, I think they brought him a like a hospital bed.
I'm guessing that there is some sort of elevated, maybe like a one of those Tempur-Pedic adjustable bases. You want to keep that above the heart. You want to keep the swelling out of that.
You'd think he, excuse me, you'd think he would have one of those. You
one
know?
Would think.
Maybe he went to Augusta and is on the sidelines like Hugh Freeze was and is watching it from over there.
With a headset.
In his bed.
Yeah. Got the green. I picture a Tiger right now, like naked, but in the green jacket in a hospital bed. Well, Perkins waitress just like throws grapes at him or whatnot. I think he's doing, I guess he's not doing so good, but
he's not in the hospital anymore.
No, he's at home. You know, I'm sure that there is a lot of pain and probably a lot of pain meds. I don't think I can comprehend. Like, I've been hurt a lot and I've had plenty of surgeries and I've had stuff that's broken and stingers, and I am no stranger to pain and discomfort. I cannot fathom the amount of pain that must be in an injury like that, just on a day-to-day basis. Like, it seems like it's been a long time. I can assure you that guy wakes up in the middle of the night in scorching red
what
hot
if he
pain.
Just chops off his leg and then he rolls up to the first tee tomorrow and he's like, hey,
limps on,
let me in
there.
This tournament.
Well, there has been plenty of stories of people that have these sorts of injuries and they get so tired of dealing with the pain and the rehab and they're just like, go. In fact, remember I was telling that story about the rock climber guy that developed the new robotic leg that you can tie your nerves into so you can actually feel the robot leg. And the first guy to get that implant was one of his really good climbing buddies. And that's what happened. He had the devastating rock climbing injury. His leg was shattered. And he tried for like 8 months to rehab this thing. And he just, he couldn't. He said he was just in this horrid pain every single day. He couldn't take it anymore. And they you know, they did the hi-ya! Chop that sucker.
Well, they make such good prosthetics now.
Yeah, and put the robot leg on there. So maybe that's what's going to happen here. Is Tiger sees that thing on HBO Real Sports, and he gets the robot leg that he can feel. If you can climb rocks with that thing, you're telling me you can't hit a golf shot?
I hope, in all seriousness, that Tiger is up on crutches. He's probably not.
I don't think so.
But I hope that he's like in a wheelchair or up on crutches out on his putting green, firing his glutes, getting his putts in.
Trying to activate something.
Because he watches this and just can't not go out there.
I'm guessing that there is a wheelchair involved, not crutches.
Or maybe he's just like sitting on his butt, putting.
Just rolling him out there.
Working on his, you know, working on his stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're done.
Get better soon.
Get well soon, I think, is what they say, right?
We'll get better, get well. Yeah,
do your thing, Tiger.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Speaking of thoughts and prayers, are we going to talk about the gutsiest baseball play of the year?
Yeah.
Stepping in front of that? Are you
kidding
me?
That right at the top of my notes. Did you see how the Mets won today?
A local hero putting it on the line. You want to talk about a gutsy play? Man.
That's right.
That guy's got a family to think about, and he's leaning into that?
All right, well, we've got a lot to talk about today, guys. The Blazers have a shot tonight, maybe?
Someone texted, I hear Tiger didn't make the turn. Come on!
I like that. I'm down with that.
Look, that's cheap.
Too soon?
But I'm not going to lie. It made me chuckle.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
You got me.
Yeah.
You got me on that one. Kudos to you, Texter. Kudos to you.
All right. Well, Jason Quick, our Blazers insider, will be by at 5:15. And we've got some bizarre NFL murder news. But we start with our poll question. Pertains to the Masters. Next on The Fan.
This is a Masters Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, Langdon Farms. I was just out there this morning. Quick shout out to them. Their course is already plugged and sanded, and it's starting to heal real, real nice, Clark. Real, real nice.
Get yourself a golf course, something really nice.
Real nice. Here's our poll question today, as always brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. Family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. It is at our website, 1080thefan.com. What do you prefer when you watch golf? Classic courses, hard courses, birdie fests, or who watches golf? That's our poll question today.
Well, old white man watch golf, but, you know, other people do too as well. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people who are like, who watches golf?
Sure.
Like what?
Look, it's not for everybody.
I remember when I discovered, my dad never watched golf at all.
No?
But my uncle, his brother did. Mm-hmm. Religiously, big golfer down in California. And I remember going to his house when we're, you know, vacationing or whatever, and he would be watching golf. And I just always remember that being so weird and boring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how does he watch that? And now look at me.
Here you are.
Now look at me.
My parents were adorable to the last handful of years, especially. My dad and mom had like matching recliners, and they would just sit there and watch golf tournaments.
Cute.
It was like their go-to. There'd be like a plate of nachos in between them and then like a Diet Coke, and they would just sit there and watch golf tournaments.
I love that.
That's how they
And they weren't golfers?
Oh, they were when they were younger.
Yeah.
And then as they got older, they kind of stopped. But yeah, they played when they were younger. But it's funny because when they played, I don't remember them watching a ton of golf while I was growing up. But then as I, you know, got older and I would just kind of come around, you'd show up on a Thursday, you know, whatever, before work, you'd stop in to say hi on my way into work, and there they'd be, feet up, watching some golf.
I love it.
Couldn't be any happier. It was adorable.
It's probably not shocking, but nobody in my family played or watched golf.
Yeah.
Like nobody that I could even think of. Well,
that's a lot of households.
Yeah, but it surprised me because you're an elitist country club kid, so I would have thought that the Gare Bear and the rest of the crew were, you know, were golfers.
There was a golf course near my house growing up, but no, nobody played golf.
The Lynch's yacht wasn't that expensive, Jason.
No, it wasn't, you know. And then golf's expensive, and with the planes and the, you know, the yacht.
Golf is expensive.
And the space lasers.
It's a lot. I mean, George Soros only has so much money to go around.
So out at the Masters.
I'm not sure that's actually true. I think he's got like unlimited money.
I know, probably. Hey, you think he'd give me some? I'll convert to Judaism for that. I'm a free agent.
They're in Georgia.
Yes.
You know, very controversial.
Yeah, the Augusta is not moving the Masters despite
they didn't move it.
A voting law. What?
God. Justin Rose, 7 under. What a round. But nobody else was really that good. I mean,
no, only 8 guys under par.
Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama, 3 under. Zalatoris, some South African named Boosenhappen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. They're
Will
2 under.
Will asked me how to pronounce it, and I said, ah, you're looking at the wrong guy. I don't know.
I think the only thing I know about him is I think he's really tall, but I'm not even sure about that.
Okay.
Webb Simpson, Patrick Reed, 2 under. Siwoo Kim, Jason Kokrak, 1 under. Tyrrell Hatton just joined him, 1 under. And that's it under par.
The Doucher was +4.
He's now +5. So I just looked at the top 5 in the world golf rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The top 5 players in the world are a combined 12 over today. Yes. That's how hard it's playing out there.
See, and I don't mind that. I think there's
a I don't either.
When you get the U.S. Open, and this I've heard this complaint from players, is we don't mind it to be difficult, but it needs to be fair. I don't like when good shots get punished. But, you know, when a course is set up and you're asking to be precise and you know, at Augusta right now, it's playing difficult. That's fine. I just don't like when a course punishes things that shouldn't be punishable. And you don't have that at Augusta. And so I do not mind when a course is playing difficult.
Remember old Larry Mize?
I do remember old Larry.
He's only 62, but he shot 84 today.
Well,
that's a pretty good score for a 62-year-old dude out there.
What was the Gare Bear the year that he made the run at the British?
You mean Watson?
No.
It was the Gare Bear?
Wasn't it Gary Player?
Oh, Gary Player.
Yeah.
No, it was Tom Watson.
Was it Watson?
Yeah, where he missed a short putt on 18.
Because every now and then you see one of the guys, you know, couples did that, you know, a little bit towards the end. Every now and then you see someone kind of rise up and have one of those.
Rise up! Yeah. Sandy Lyle's out there, too. He's 63. There's a bunch of olds out there. Yeah, Longer's out there.
Freddie Couples, +7.
Yeah, old Boom Boom.
How old is Freddie now? VJ's +7, too? Boy, VJ back in the day was legit.
Jose Maria's out there. I forgot about him. He's 3. He only shot 3 over. That's a pretty good score today.
Freddie Couples, 61.
61 years old.
Yeah.
He did not shoot 61.
No, we did not shoot 61.
Yeah, look at us. Hey, we're like Mike Francesa reading old guy golf scores. If I read the whole leaderboard, how many people would love that?
Please stop.
What if I did, though?
Please stop.
Wouldn't people like that?
No.
Like they're driving around going, I wonder how my guy did. We haven't even talked about their guy yet. Maybe their guy is Scottie Scheffler. I don't know.
We've only had one so far with the double or triple Z's texted in. But there are people.
Only one?
Only one. I would have thought we'd have many more by now.
By the way, those are ineffective. I tell you what, baseball, by the way, we get those no matter what we're talking about.
Exactly.
So you can see how ineffective they are.
We'll plow right through those.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like we'll be talking about baseball, we'll get those. We'll talk about golf. We'll get those. It doesn't matter what we're talking about.
College football and somebody will be like, what the hell, man?
Z's.
There's something else going on right now. Talk about the WNBA uniforms.
What is that? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody texted
that. That is a thing, yeah.
They launched, Nike has launched their new WNBA uniform, so they're doing the 3 versions.
Hey, can I give you
including a heroin edition. How about that?
Like the drug?
Heroin? What do you mean? No,
heroin, like...
Oh.
A superhero like and super heroine.
I got you.
So that's the best part is I read that today. So they're doing like the home away and then, you know, like the city editions. The female ones for the WNBA or the heroin editions. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's go.
Somebody didn't think that completely through.
The heroin editions, yes.
Are they cool? I haven't seen them.
They are getting rave reviews.
WNBA.
They are pretty cool. Some
yeah, they
of them
look
are.
Pretty sharp.
Is this a thing? Like, why do we, I mean.
It was like the number 3 trending topic today.
Isaac, are jerseys a thing? Yes. And these are jerseys.
Yes.
I hate to
tell you this, but video games, sneakers, like cards, jerseys, all of these things are very popular topics.
Okay. Well, so anyway, back to the Masters.
They were making the rounds today. I'm trying to get my XXL Husky New York Liberties jersey, but it may not happen.
I liked the Phoenix ones.
I've learned my lesson after trying to get
with
the
Fry's
Megan
food stores on it.
They all have the corporate logos.
Come on.
And like, a lot of them have like 6 or 7 of them on
Are you
there.
Anti-corporate logo on the jersey, Rob?
I think you can tell by that he is.
I mean it doesn't really do anything. It's just sitting there in the
corner.
It's
not that. Yeah, I mean, whatever. But it's still, it's just like, I don't know.
I learned my lesson.
Thought Fry's was an electronic store.
My XXL Megan Rapinoe jersey that showed up in a medium.
Well, that's soccer jerseys, though.
Yeah.
You can't get soccer jerseys for guys like you and I.
I'm guessing that you can't get a WNBA jersey for a guy like me either.
Rob, did you just compare your size to Suk?
Well, it doesn't. No, what I'm saying is soccer. I got a soccer jersey too, and it came three sizes too small.
That's the European
guys
cut.
Like him and I. It doesn't matter. Like when you're over a medium, they don't want you.
No,
I think it's sexist.
Exactly.
It's hurtful.
Yeah.
And somebody should take up this crusade.
I want someone to be canceled over this.
That's right.
Where's the Husky teen section of the WNBA gear? That's what I want to know. What, am I not good enough? I'm trying to support the women's game and I can't. I'm trying to give you my money, Sabrina, and I can't. I can't do it. I have no need for a medium New York Liberty jersey. None.
Same guy just gave us another Z.
No, that's a different guy.
Oh, is it?
That's two different texts.
Oh, I thought. Well, no, they have the same last numbers.
It's the same guy, isn't it?
No, it's. Oh, okay. They both end in 6-6, their phone numbers.
I don't know what you want. We've given you golf. We've given you women's basketball jerseys. What do you want from us? Jeebus. Help you know what? Me.
Guys,
help
there's
you.
A Blazer game tonight. You should be talking about that instead.
Who cares? They're going to get their ass kicked.
God. Look at you.
Let's talk about Lee Elder.
No faith. None whatsoever.
Hey, I think they have a shot tonight. I do, because Utah just played last night in overtime.
Yeah.
And lost.
Yeah.
Although, still, no one will respect the Phoenix Suns.
Hey, here's another guy with 6-6 at the end of... This guy has 6-6-6.
I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is around.
How about that? Three guys with 6-6 at the end of their...
They must be big fans of the Lil Nas X.
Phone numbers.
You know.
Texting in.
Doing those satanic shoe sort of
What do you think
bits?
The record is for last two digits matching on tech record... Consecutive text.
Does seem a
Is that a good
up.
Topic? Z.
That's going to get four Z's on it. And yet you're still listening.
Hell yeah, man. I'm going to read the leaderboard here, whether you like it or not.
Someone said, Rob sounds like the oldest of the old men today. It's fantastic. Let's see how far out of Rob's comfort zone we can get. Let's talk about Twitch next.
Twitch? It's dirty.
What time did you go to sleep last night, Isaac?
9:15?
8:35?
No, it was a little later. I was like, I think it was about 10:30.
Okay.
Oh.
And I got up at 5:30, guys.
Burning the midnight oil. I'm just burning it at both
just
ends.
Up at 5:30.
How about that? Well, I had to go play golf. I got tea time, bro. There was no frost delay.
What time was your tea time?
7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Gotta go out.
You are an old.
I got to go out and hit my putting green for a few putts before I head to the course.
I just went out. I went out cold today. There's no warm-up strokes. That's what the first three holes are for. Go out there and start swinging.
We'll gonna write a book.
Figure it out on the course,
and it's gonna be called "How Not to Go Low."
Yeah,
and that would be a chapter.
100%, 100%.
I've got a lot of chapters.
Go out and do a couple like you bend over and do a couple Rocky Good Morning stretches and start swinging. See what happens.
All right, let's get. Hey, stop goofing off. Nobody likes it when we goof off. Okay.
All right. What would you want?
Serious social topics.
You want to do some draft talk? What do you want?
Well, I've got two things listed next on the show sheet.
We need to talk about the gutsy move by a local hero.
Yeah, that's first on my list here. Okay.
Some of your drop dead best tennis.
Here are the next three topics on my show sheet. Okay. One says, "See how the Mets won today?" Question mark.
Yeah.
One says NFL draft odds because I have them.
Okay.
And then the next one is. Blazers have a shot tonight? Question mark.
Well, maybe someone.
What do you want?
Maybe someone out there won't Z any of those topics. I want to talk about my man Michael Conforto.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys see how the Mets won today?
I did.
Here's Mike.
This is a Masters Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Well, local hero Michael Conforto is in the news today.
Yep. Gutsiest play you'll ever see.
Oregon State Beaver now plays for the Mets. Mm-hmm. They won today. They beat the Marlins 3-2 on a walk-off hit by pitch.
Yeah, the Mariners won opening day on the walk-off walk, and the Mets decided to one-up that. With the walk-off hit by pitch.
Can we go quick diversion?
Yeah.
Quick squirrel.
Us? No.
Did I hear in Mike's Sports Snort that James Paxton is having Tommy John surgery?
I believe you did hear that.
It was recommended he have it, yes. I don't know if he's doing it quite yet, but that is the recommendation from the first doctor.
When has anyone ever been recommended for John surgery and been like, eh?
Your boy did it, right?
Yeah, Mike? Tanaka.
Tanaka did that.
Yeah.
Did he get re-hurt?
No.
Oh. He actually pitched through it.
Tanaka took some time off, and he managed it, and he never went under the knife for it and pitched.
Because this almost is
fine.
This is almost universal where someone does the, well, surgery could be an option, but we'll try rest and rehab. And then a month and a half later, we're like, well, you're having surgery.
Is Tanaka out of the league?
He's in Japan again.
Oh, he went back to Japan?
Yep.
There was no spot for him in the majors, or he just wanted to get out of this hellhole country?
I
think he was, the Yankees weren't going to get him back, and I just think he decided to go back to Japan. Yeah.
Dude, there's hockey players that do that. Because is he a little bit older? Where is he at?
I think he was 35 or 36, something like that.
There's plenty of guys that, you know, there's this idea that obviously everyone wants to come over here and test themselves at the highest level, which is true. But if you've done that and you prove that you are a big leaguer and you've made a little dough here, you can make more money probably playing back in your home country. You're way more comfortable. This idea that every foreign player that comes here and just loves the United States more so than their home country, just it's not true.
Tanaka's 32. Not quite as old as I thought.
Younger than
we
thought.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
But the guy probably goes from being another face in the crowd here. Ooh. Maybe you want to go home and, you know, and be the superstar and, you know, I don't know, be around your own culture. You can't fault anyone for that.
Look at Spieth. Just eagled 15. Just keeping you guys posted.
Okay.
That's big. He's one under.
Okay.
So,
Dusty was trying to talk Masters today, and Will and AJ were just shutting him down.
Why?
At every turn.
Do they not like ratings?
I think you have two people that couldn't think less of the Masters, and it was amazing. It was amazing.
Do they not like ratings?
I kind of felt like it was the Dikembe Mutombo Geico commercial. AJ and
no,
Will.
No,
not today.
By the way, that's a great
it's
ad.
It's the best. I love the Geico commercials. I can't get enough of them. And that one that they rolled back out, because I was a couple years old, but they rolled that back out there for March Madness. Give me more Dikembe Mutombo block in anything. And he was in Coming to America, too.
I just don't think it's wise to ignore the Masters. I don't think
not,
that's a wise sports
do they
radio.
Not like ratings.
Francesa would not do that. Okay, and he's number one.
Can I say that's the best? That's the best zinger you've had in months.
It was a really good one.
That was well played.
Will Darkins. Somebody texted us. Will Darkins a little bit ago said, "Talk tennis."
Yeah, Will is
French. I have French Open news.
Will hates. He hates baseball too. Will is a
Will's an idiot.
He's an interesting duck.
He's a moron.
He kind of hates football.
He's
too.
Actually a beaver, not a duck.
Well, that's true. But I think he hates the bees. He hates football. It's quite strange. He's an anomaly amongst he is the least.
Well, you know what though he does?
What?
What's great that he does is see, I love it when a station has a guy like that.
Yeah.
Because there is a segment of the audience that relates to baseball hate and golf hate.
Yeah.
And he carries that torch. Now, I don't know how much he's, that's real. I mean, I don't know.
It's
I don't know Will that
it's
well.
It's real.
See, he really hates baseball?
Yes.
He's a communist.
With a fiery passion.
He's the
how
least
could you hate baseball?
Likely person that if you ever met and then realized that that guy was a Division I athlete, a highly recruited Division I football player, you would never, ever think that in a million years. Mm. And yet, there he was. The great Will Darkins.
So what were we talking about?
Michael Conforto.
Michael Conforto, hero, putting his body on the line for the Metropolitans.
Wait, aren't you supposed to get out of the way?
Yes.
Yeah, that is the rule.
He didn't.
You are supposed to make an attempt to avoid the ball. Instead, Michael Conforto just went, hey,
he wore it.
Here's my elbow.
Bases, he wore it. Bases loaded.
Bases loaded. Bottom of the ninth.
Yeah.
The Mets were down 2-1. McNeil hits a moonshot to tie it up.
Love
great
McNeil.
Bat flip.
Yeah, fantastic bat flip. And love the mullet that he's got going on.
McNeil's a throwback guy.
Total man crush on him. Then the Mets load the bases.
He should play in the Masters.
Conforto gets up there, and it was like a changeup, too. It wasn't even a fastball right down the middle of the plate. It was
a slider.
Was it?
Yeah.
It didn't slide very much. It was just, and it was right over the middle of the plate.
Who peached?
And Conforto just kind of into that one. Just
well, the guy
scooch.
Called it a strike.
Yeah.
Well, he started calling it a strike and then realized midway that it hit him.
And then he gets to first base and then the Marlins fight.
Well, they protested it, but I guess you can't review whether he meant to lean into it. You can only review if he got hit.
Although it is incredibly obvious that he meant to lean into that pitch.
Shut your ass.
And then there was a shooting.
So the umpire even came out afterwards and said that he screwed up and he should have been out, because if you get hit with a ball that's in the strike zone, you're out.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is the guts to step in front of that pitch. And he took it right in the elbow.
Guard.
Even though he was wearing an elbow guard, he didn't know it was going to hit him in the elbow guard. He laid his body on the line for that win. The Mets earned that win.
Well, they always say, what's the old adage? Wear one for the team.
Yes.
That's what he did.
A win's a win.
It's just gutsy. I was following it on Twitter because I was out and about.
Shout out to the great Ron Lincoln. Ron was our skipper / Pete Rose, like, manager player guy for old man Barron's baseball. Mm-hmm. Dude, that guy could wear one with the best of them.
He would
always, yes, he would always wear it. It was great.
I was following along on Twitter, and one of the guys that they would just, you could do like the Mets thread. Someone was like, "Man, Conforto's do right?" And then like 20 seconds later, he just said, "That'll do." And I was like, "What? Oh, you know what? That will do. That will do. Because you know what? That counts as a walk off in my book. Yes, it was a little cheap, but hey." What are you going to do? A win's a win.
Somebody said, get woke, 12-3 on the Fan. Is that show turning into the woke show?
They will.
Right before us?
They will.
They're very woke.
Yes. Let's just say that our show and their show have decidedly different spins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the three most woke folk here.
If you would like some counter programming to this.
I think that's right.
12-3 would be your time slot.
Yeah. I'm kind of tired of the crusade.
The crusade?
Yeah. Is that sexist?
What's the crusade?
Well, just the crusade to everything has to be equal now.
Oh.
Well, I'm all for equality, but, you know, it gets a little tiresome. Like, look, I don't know how anyone right now is a Republican. I really don't. I mean, like, if you're still with that party, you need a lobotomy. But I am pretty liberal guy.
Yeah.
Even I,
you learn something new every damn day. That's why you come to this program. Sorry.
Even I am tired of constant, like, oh, you got to talk about this. No, I don't. You know what I got to talk about?
Michael Conforto?
The Masters. So anyway, Jordan Spieth chipped in.
You racist son.
Look at Mike. I love this so much. I tell you what, I'm doing a one-man show over here because Mike is just appalled at how often I'm bringing it back to the Masters, and it's great. But no, seriously, the crusade, you know, look, I'm all for it, but damn, man, it's just constant.
There is.
And I'm sure that's horrible to say.
And there's a deep drive into left field by Castellanos.
I don't know how many times I'm going to be allowed in front of this microphone again.
Anyway, back at Augusta.
Not me. I got my pink mic flag out here right now. I'm out here doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, you are. DeChambeau's trying to putt out for, that looks like 17 there. I was sitting right there when I was at the Masters. Did you see me on TV?
I did not see you on TV. I saw you at the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
That I did see.
Giants-Royals.
Yes.
Madison Bumgarner.
Right behind home plate, but I did not see you at the Masters.
So anyway, Conforto wore it, and he should have been out, but he wasn't, and the Mets won. So that's your story of the day.
It was fantastic.
That's what it was.
It was the highlight of the Mets season so far. I love it.
Yeah. Besides them blowing leads.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
So coming up next, I have NFL draft odds.
Oh, by the way, someone has responded to you and said, you know what they're tired of?
What?
Sexism.
No, I agree.
As a woman, it gets old.
Totally.
Let's just end misogyny and sexism, and you won't have to talk about it or hear about it anymore.
That's right. So let's bitch about it every second of our show until it's fixed.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a great show?
It would be a great show. I'm on board.
So Justin Thomas just rolled in a nice little putt.
Oh.
Am I going to get called in?
Good times. It's the Ron Burgundy. He's like, whoops. Made a mistake.
Oh, Max Homa.
Made a mistake on that one.
Forgot about him.
Megan Isaac, you need to save this segment for your records.
For my resume?
Because this is the most Isaac Rop segment in the history of Earth.
For my resume that never goes out? I don't have a resume.
If you're a Republican, you need a lobotomy.
Megan Rapinoe will be
random Masters interjections.
Very, very shortly.
And you hate woke things.
Who's calling me?
Megan Rapinoe.
Oh, she could kick my ass.
Probably. Well, she went after
Draymond. I'm not messing with her.
She went after Draymond Green, and I think She's coming after you next.
Megan Rapinoe.
That may be one of my all-time favorite clips.
Well, the entire clip is this.
And finally, but not last, winner of the Golden Boot, the Tournament, top scorer, and the Golden Ball, the best player, Megan Rapinoe.
Well, Christopher Walken in there.
Hey,
the
Mike.
Best player.
Why don't you talk like that? Like what? Like the East Coast Bull. Why don't you say Bull?
I don't know. I don't know.
That is
most of the kids in my town didn't have accents, so I, you know, you get your accent from like the kids you hang out with and when you go to school, and nobody really did in my town. My mom and dad have a little bit of an accent, but
your mom does.
Yeah, they both have a little bit of one.
I never heard one on the Gare Bear. Oh boy, Thomas way right on 17.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, you know that shot shape.
I got that one right in my bag. Not so much the right to left, but the left to right, boy. And then the hooded five iron from under the tree, right?
I'm good at that shot.
Right in my pocket.
Okay, NFL draft odds next on The Fan.
This is a Masters Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, coming up we will talk about if the Trailblazers have a shot at winning tonight. They're playing the best team in the NBA. Just what the doctor ordered.
I think the Suns actually might now be the best record with that win. Are they still a game back?
Yeah, game and a half.
Okay.
Utah's still a game and a half clear of everyone. So we'll get to that. Jason Quick will join us. He's our Blazers insider, if you don't know him. That will be at 5:15, his normal Thursday visit.
About the big Hollis Jefferson signing, which officially went down today.
Oh, that just now happened?
Yeah, it just now happened. They announced it.
10-day contract.
Yeah.
Oh. But I have our friend Jimmy Shapiro. Mm-hmm. He always emails us odds on everything.
Yeah, various things to gamble and wager on.
This from betonline.ag. And I've got the draft props here. NFL draft props.
Okay.
Bet list here. But guess what?
What?
We're already out of time.
Ah, for Pete's sakes.
But here's the good news. We have another hour coming up next.
And another one after that.
And then another one after that.
Another one.
Another one.
Okay, so.
So I'll get to it next, yeah, okay? That.
You got it. You betcha.
So Spieth is one under.
Of the tournament.
T8 right now for Jordan Spieth. Pretty good little start. And then Thomas has got to get up and down from the bunker on 17 to make par. He's
okay.
Only one over.
Still,
what's your point?
Say, in the mix.
Oh, yeah. That's a good score today.
Absolutely.
All right, it is 3:59. You're listening to The Fan.